The ordinance would establish a set of 10 committees, each with a specific topic of expertise. Those committees would do the job currently done by a committee of the whole, essentially a meeting of all 9 council members a week before the council meets in public session. The current system means a piece of legislation can be proposed, heard by the committee of the whole, and enacted within as little as 2 weeks.
Our process is unwieldy.
That's 6th District Councilman Steve Volin, the ordinance's author.
Those who are proponents of it call it efficient, and I say that efficiency is a priority, but it should be the least priority. That's more important for us to be deliberative.
Volin's proposal would convene the standing committees only when an issue needs consideration. Each committee would present a report on those issues during full council meetings in hopes of shortening meetings of all 9 members. But at-large council member Tim Mayer says he is skeptical of the rule and isn't sure it would work that way.
Those people who are not part of that committee will have a host of questions, and I don't know that it's going to really affect the outcome of the meetings in terms of time spent on task. I just think we're all inquisitive people and want to do the best for our community, and that requires time.
Mayer says it's also problematic that some of the co-sponsors of the legislation, including Isabel Piedmont Smith and Brad Whistler, did not run for re-election and will be replaced next month. Mayer says the 3 incoming council members are not necessarily as supportive of the move, so he would like to see more scrutiny.
One of the things that really concerns me, though, is that the committee does have a rules committee, and this has not been vetted by the rules committee.
Volin finds that puzzling, though.
My response to that is, I find it ironic that you think that we should consider whether or not to reestablish standing committees by calling a standing committee hearing.
Mayer says he does not believe the council should table the issue, however, preferring to discuss it at the Committee of the Whole this Wednesday and in public during regular session on the 21st. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.